Yep.
We're up to the middle of the Ma'amar Chazal, page 896. We are on page 896 in the Ma'amar Chazal. We are, I'm sorry, 894. Page 894, we are in the middle. Ani Hashem loy shinisi. Let's go down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after it gets wide. Again on page 894, on the bottom of the page in Likutei Shas, 5 lines after it gets wide.
Is that an extra one there?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, just put it on this up, roll it off.
Okay, page 894.
Right.
5 lines after it gets wide. Yesh Gibor Bamedina V'Koychoy Lof. There's such a principle, a concept as the Gibor Bamedina, the Koychoy Lof. And he's strong, he's a powerful person. Ben Arboim Shana, Einoy Daimel LeBen Shishana. I give the examples. What do we know over here? That there's a Gibor, and he's the Koyach. So the example over here is Ben Arboim Shana, Einoy Daimel LeBen Shishana, V'loy Ben Shishana LeBen Shivan. Ela Kol Shu Hoylech Koychoy Mismait. That in general, in life, the older a person gets, the weaker he becomes. You don't see any baseball players over the age of 40 today, do we? Are there any baseball players today, sports figures?
Unless they take an HGH. Football player.
Are there any of these, by the time they're 30?
Tom Brady.
What?
Tom Brady.
Yeah. How old is Tom Brady?
43.
Yeah.
And he's still active? Yeah, okay, that's very rare. By the time they're usually 35, they're already retired. So the derech is ain't a dumb. That's kachi takashol. It says Moshe Rabbeinu. It says like nos lechay. Moshe was the unique exception.
Tell us about it.
With regard to this one, that's not the case. Ela ni Hashem lo yishamisi chalas baruchu. According to this one, we already so many pirushim as to what this means. According to this one, Chazal and Nishim Loishanisi means that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not age. His koyach is not diminished whatsoever as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as this world gets older and older. We always talk about this thing, is that we know that the man, the human being, is created with itself, Malachim. Every man is created in the image of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, although that is a fact, there are so many exceptions. And we always say that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not sleep. A person has to sleep. A person doesn't sleep. You know, it's over. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sleep. And here's another example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does not age. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach remains undiminished no matter what. As it says over here in this Ma'amar, and that's how he understands these words, Lo Shanisi. He connects Ma'amar Chazal. Next words over here, Asida Kines Yisrael Shatamad Bedin Lefnei Amokam V'Yomeres Lefanav. Klal Yisrael will one day stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and declare the following. Ribono Shel Olam, Eino Yodas Mi Kilkel B'Mi U'Mi Shina B'Mi. They're going to make the following argument. Im Yisrael Kilkel B'Makom, Im HaMakom Shina B'Chem B'Yisrael. They're going to make an argument which is not correct, obviously. And they're going to say that our relationship has soured. Who is the cause? Who is the cause of this souring of our relationship? Is it because we have done something wrong, or is it because Hashem, you have changed your approach in dealing with us? And when the pasuk says "Vayigidu Shemayim Tzidkoi," the heavens will declare Hashem's righteousness. Heve Yisrael Kilkelu B'Mokam. So they go to a din Torah. We'll go to a din Torah. Klal Yisrael will take Hashem Kaviyachol. We have this idea to a din Torah, the Bez and Shal Maila, whatever this means. And Klal Yisrael will say that who's at fault for the souring of our relationship? And the Bez and Shal Maila will declare that it is the Jewish people. They are the ones who have committed crimes. They are the cause of the problems. The Ein Hamokem Mishchina Bohem BiYisrael Shem V'Chenu Oimer. Ki ani Hashem lo yishonis. Now, obviously, this sifrei is, you know, at face value, it seems to be very, very simplistic. You know, very, what the thing? Obviously, in these words are dvarim ha'imdim berumai shalom, very lofty things. And really, the truth is that these pesukim here, These psukim are very powerful psukim, and I vaguely remember, I have to really do research, I vaguely remember Rabbi Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, him talking about this Haftarah, these psukim, and I think he quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein. I vaguely remember him talking about the next pasuk. Rav Moshe gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. I don't know why this it's in my mind. The next pasuk, Hayikba Adam Elokim, and I remember how he was like mishtoining on Rav Moshe said about these psukim. I have to go somehow track it down what he said, where I saw this. He gave a Shabbos Shuvah drasha, he dash in these psukim, and he said something that, you know, for Rabbi Belsky, you get excited about something. It's something very unique. I mean, I don't know if anyone had this. I learned by information, not for a short period of time, but I used to see him all the time. I used to talk to him, see him all the time in Targadas. He was very good to me. He was very kind to me. And many interactions with Rabbi Belsky, and he was not a normal person. His mind was like a mashunadik mind. Like the scope of what he knew, it's like a league I've never experienced. And he would say, just like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was like, he would say, he was the smartest person he ever met his whole life. If you could imagine, if I'm thinking about Belsky, was like beyond, his mind was vast, and he's telling us that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was, you can only begin to imagine what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was like. Dikei Hador, exactly. And Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was Mamish. They know, so I have to go back over here, but see these words over here, this is what triggered this thought, is this medrash. It's a very, like, what is the medrash over here saying? That also love, that's really the topic of discussion in these psukim over here. That Klal Yisrael is coming to complain to Hashem. They're complaining to Hashem, and Hashem, or the Nod and saying, what you have timeless on Hashem. You say to Hashem, Va'amartem, Va'amen Noshu, what should we do? There are some complaints that Klal Yisrael are presenting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
yeah.
And the Navi says, you guys, you're out of your mind. You're living in a world.
A simple thought here, that it's projection. You know, you see this all the time. People project their own faults onto someone else.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Call up
Hosel.
Right.
Call up Hosel. When someone tells you you're selfish, all the time. We're guilty of this. We're guilty of this also all the time. But in Hanani, whenever you have a complaint against someone, look at yourself. I mean, maybe you have you're the one with that problem. 100%. But over here, the Jewish people over here, there's a very strange medrash. La asa love a klal yishol is going to take Hashem to a din Torah. Hashem, you know, there's no daylight between us. Is that the expression, Michal? There's no daylight between us?
Yeah.
There's something going on. So who is at fault? Who is the one that is at fault for this issue? So the Bez and Shalmaila quotes the Psukim, and it says, Ani Hashem lo yishonisi. Hashem did nothing wrong. And therefore, by default, you, Klal Yisrael, you are the guilty ones. Why we have a problem here? Let's go to the next one, Chazal. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Gadol Hu Hashalom Shasholom Loretz Kisor Liisa. Unbelievable Chazal. There's almost nothing. No, there's no common denominator between yeast and peace, because yeast is a catalyst. Yeast is something which caused a chemical reaction. It is a disturbing. Adding yeast to dough brings about a violent chemical reaction. Peace, shalom.
It's a catalyst
to cause the dough to explode, to rise, to basically experience a violent upheaval. You put a little yeast into dough. I mean, today, if you don't have yeast, you'll never have a piece of bread, because the amount of time it takes to make a piece of bread, to let the dough rise, will take forever, even though we know that chametz is 18 minutes. Go talk to a baker. Tell a baker today that after 18 minutes, it's chametz. They'll say to you, I don't know what you're talking about. In order for the dough to rise, it takes about maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. I don't know all the details, but it takes a very long time for dough to rise. And the only way dough rises is you add yeast. And you know, there's real yeast, and today everything is chemical. They have chemicals, which is just basically, I don't know all the technology, the food technology, but Bradbury, they prided, when the Bradbury opened up, they prided themselves is they used real yeast, the real deal. Now, the reason why they claim their food, their bread is so good is because they have real sourdough. Sourdough is yeast. They let the dough sit and rise for weeks, maybe even months. And they take this sourdough and they add it to the dough, and that's the real thing. Adding chemicals.
Who is they?
Bradbury. Brett Smith. Brett Smith. That's what they call Brett Smith? On Avenue M. Brett Smith. It's a non-Jewish national chain. And over here in some
it's a Jewish.
Over here they have a Hechsher. It's a very unique. Someone has a Hechsher. They got a Hechsher on this branch. Much to believe, right? So when they opened up a couple of years ago, there was a very, very interesting write-up. And what's their claim to fame? Okay, so yeast is a very fascinating concept in Torah and in Chazal. Seor shebi yisa. Okay, the Yetzer Hara is compared to the seor shebi yisa. Okay, and you put a little Yetzer into your neshama, and you're in a lot of trouble. Your neshama has a violent, can have a violent. Mr. Cohn, can you do me a favor? Mr. Cohn, sorry. Can you do me a favor? Could you tell Rav Meir to go all the way to the front?
Or out of the building.
Tell him we can hear. So we have over here yeast. Yeast is a very, very fascinating principle in Judaism, because Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara is called the Seor, is compared to the Seor Shebi Yisa. And yet it says here that peace, Shalom, peace is compared to Seor Shebi Yisa. And if you ask the average person, Shalom represents tranquility, quiet, peace, harmony. No one. There's no upheaval. There's no violence. Seor, you add a little yeast to some dough. Woo! Right away, it rises. It explodes. Chemical reaction. It's a nuclear bomb. You put a little yeast in dough. As far as the dough is concerned, someone just nuked it. So what's going on over here? Chazal say. Let me find. I lost the place over here. The words are yesh. I see the Knesset Shol Shatamul. This right next one. Amar Rishon Levi. Gadol Hu Hashalom. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom on page 894. Gadol Hashalom. Shashalom Laaretz Kisar Lisa. El Molei Shenas and Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Laaretz. If not for this principle of peace, Hoysa Hacherev Hachaya Meshakeles. The sword and the Chaya. And wild animals, mishakelis would bring death, as it would bring death to the world. Ma tam tzev v'nasati shalom baretz u'shachafta v'yem achadid. It says in the pasuk explicitly, Hashem will bring peace to the world, and you will lie down, you will not machadid, you will not be afraid. V'hishpati chayerom in aretz, and I will bring an end to the wild animals. V'chadev loisavar bi'aretzchem v'yein eretz. Now here we then, I'm going to bring an end to the raw evil from the earth. The word Eretz is referring to Ela Yisrael. How do you know? So here he's making the drasha of Vishpati Chayera Min Ha'aretz. So which Aretz are we referring to?
Eretz Yisrael.
It doesn't
mean the end of all wild animals.
Well, of course, it means the animals are not going to attack. They can behave themselves. V'ein Eretz Ela Yisrael. Shnemar V'ishu Eschem Kol Hagoyim. They're going to praise you. Issue here means like happiness. They're going to bring upon you happiness. Ashrei yoshve ve'secha, fortunate. They're going to shower you with praise. They're going to declare you to be praiseworthy, the entire world. Kisiyu atem eretz chefetz. You will be a land of desire. Everyone will try to emulate Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people. The Yoimer, why are we bringing down the Yoimer? Hine kol Eretz Yoshemes Vishoy Kotes. We have another example. The Eretz is tranquil. The land, this refers to the end of days. We had this before. Eretz, will in times of Mashiach, the land, the earth will be in a state of tranquility. The earth stands forever. Malchus bo malchus aleches. So the Gemara makes a drasha. What does it mean over here? Dor hoylech v'dor bo v'aretz li'olam amodes. The word dor in the context of this pasuk in Koheles refers to malchus. They are going to be kingdoms in this world. Every generation is a new superpower that has authority over the world. Malchus bo malchus aleches. But the Yisrael, the kingdoms, they come and go. The Klal Yisrael will survive forever. The Yisrael li'olam kayim. Amar Shloimei afal pisha dor halach v'dor ba malchus halachas malchus ba gezera halachas v'gezera ba umischadeshes al. I'll return to the next page. Al sonei Yisrael. Okay, page 895. And gezeras come word over here. Sonei Yisrael here is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael. Ha'aretz li'olam omedes. What does that mean? Yisrael li'olam omedim. Klal Yisrael will never disappear. Loy nezavim, loy kolim. They're not going to be abandoned. They're not going to be come to an end. Shemar ki ani Hashem. Here is the reason why this editor has selected this Maimer Chazal, because of this pasuk that it quotes here. And ki ani Hashem loy shonisi v'yatem b'nei Yaakov loy chilisem. The focus here is on the end of the pasuk. The Klal Yisrael will never come to an end. Kishem Shani Lo Yishanisi, and here he's getting in a new dimension of understanding this part that we did not yet come across, and that is the juxtaposition of Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi to V'atem Lo Yichilisem. Just like Hashem never changes, so too it's a guarantee that you will never come to an end. Kishem Shani Lo Yishanisi V'lo Ani Osir Li Yishanis. I never in the past have changed, and Hashem in the future will never change. In fact, it's one of the animanus. The 13 principles of faith of the Rambam tells us, one of them is that the loyte Torah chadasha, that the Torah will never, it's a very important thing, especially Parashas Bereishis. Nothing is going to change. This is one of the main principles of Emunah, is that nothing, it's like it's very, very interesting, this Mamshah look over here, this pasuk, and ki ani Hashem lo yishanisi, the way this Chazal is telling us, he's adding a something that we did not learn, the literal translation shanisi is the past tense. But anytime you talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the past tense, it automatically refers to the future as well. Because by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the past is the future. Hoya, hoive, v'yiyeh. You have it very, very often. Many chapters of prophecy are written in the past tense. Because by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is as if it already has happened, because there's no such principle of time, linear time, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says here, Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi, that also means, this is what's very valuable about this Maamar Chazal, it also is understood to mean, Ani Hashem, I in the future will never change. Okay, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference to past, present, and future. Again, many chapters of prophecy are written in the past tense, and all the commentators on the spot, they tell us that we're referring to the future, and do not be disturbed that it's written in the past tense, because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the past is the future. It's all the same thing. So here, this Chazal is telling us Hashem guarantees that He will never ever change. And indeed, this is one of the most important principles, because the Rambam includes this in the Yud Gimel Ikarim of Emunah, that Ani Ma'amin Be'Emunah Shel Shloi Tehei Torah Acheres. V'loy, I've got the exact words. V'loy Tehei Muchlefes. It's not going to be exchanged. There's not going to be a Torah Chadasha. The Torah is eternal. Nothing will ever change. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will never change in the future, the Jewish people, they will never cease to exist. No matter what, kach atem b'nei Yisrael v'loy chelisim v'loy asim l'chloy elav yatem adeg v'ashem v'okim v'chaim v'lucham ayom, you are in existence today. This is a very important principle. You know why? Because sometimes you find people that are kanoim, and they say they have to make a stand. Klal Yisrael is the future of Klal Yisrael is at stake. That if Klal Yisrael continues down this path, people have these crazy ideas. That there's something that's horrible that's going on, and if I don't make a macha, and go do something that's very important, it's going to lead to a churban in Klal Yisrael. Excuse me, sir. Don't worry about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will take care of itself. Hashem will guarantee that Klal Yisrael continue to exist. I don't watch anymore, but years ago when I was a little case to watch, you know, Eschato, Ayani Maske, Ayom would see some, I don't even know what I saw, some television shows, some movies, and they always try to dramatize, like these patriots, if we don't go do something, the country's going to come to an end. The United States of America is going to go down, if we don't go get up and do something and save the country, it will turn into communist Russia. And you know, these programs, these movies, they dramatize people who have meiser nefesh to save a country, to save America, whatever they're dealing with. So it's taka true, because in this, there's no guarantees for anything in this world. And if you don't step up to the plate, who knows? But it's interesting, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, you don't have to do that. You don't have to worry so much. Don't worry about Klal Yisrael. Person shouldn't take a Hollywood movie and say, if I don't go and be loichei melchemes Hashem, it'll be the end of Klal Yisrael. Don't worry about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Hashem will take care of Klal Yisrael. We have numerous Lamari Chazal that say, Ani Hashem lo yishnisi.
That doesn't mean that it's in great shape.
No, it's not in great shape. And you have to go do what's right. You have to be moitzer nefesh, and you have to go do what's right. But to have an attitude that it's all in my hands. Look at what did Mordechai say to Esther? If you don't want to do something about this, revach v'hatzala yamoid la'yehudim mimokoyim acher. V'atu v'esovich toveidu. Now, if this was America. Okay, let's say it was America, and you had over here Esther. Esther was in the palace, and Mordechai wouldn't say to her, "In revach v'hatzola yamoid la'America mimokoy macher." It's up to you. If you, Esther, don't go and save America, that's right. America's going to go down the drain. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, you don't say that. At Klal Yisrael, listen, you want to take advantage. Good. You don't want to take advantage? Harbe shluchim lamokim. Revach vihatzolo yamod layudim imokim acher. Klal Yisrael has a different set of rules. You don't need to make a Hollywood movie to save Klal Yisrael. You have to do the right thing. You have to be in Torah mitzvah. You have to be voice of nefesh. But don't get carried away and think you're the big savior of Klal Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us in this pasuk that the atem b'nei Yaakov loy chilisem. And as we explained, even though it's written in the past tense, prophecy, in the world of prophecy, past, present, future is all the same. It's as if it never happened, as if Hashem over here is speaking at the end of time, and Hashem guarantees that the Jewish people will never ever come to an end. So, Revach v'hatzola yamod la'yehudim mokam acher. It's a very important principle of the difference between us and them. On the other hand, I always like to tell you this story. I remember my mother used to tell me this story from my grandfather, that it was Purim. It was Purim, and I don't remember who this was. My grandfather went into the home of one of the biggest gedolei Yisrael of the time. I don't remember who it was. Itzel Petterberg, maybe it was Itzel Petterberg, and he went into him on Purim in, I don't know what year it was, I imagine it must have been 1939 or 1938, and he went into his home on Tainus Esther, and he was white like a ghost, and he started talking to him and tried to cheer him up, and my grandfather said to him, what are you worried about? You think Hashem's going to go and bring a churban to Klal Yisrael? Look, is it Shaykh? Yeah, I guess he quoted these psukim. Was it Shaykh? So he got very angry at my grandfather. And he started banging on the table. And he said to him, it says in the Megillah, Lech kinois es kol ha-yehudim v'tsumu olai. If not for Mordechai, if not for Mordechai getting up and acting and galvanizing Klal Yisrael, it was a gzera, lahashmid, laharog, ulaabed, eskol ha-yehudim. Minar, v'yadzokin, taf, v'noshim, b'yoyim echad. And it would have happened. It would have been the end. Oh, but what about this pasuk here? V'yatem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. And what about all the haftachos of Tanakh? No, you have a good kasha. But it would have happened anyway. There are no guarantees. Shema Yigroim Hachay, you learn this by Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu, Vayir Yaakov Me'oid Vayetzer Lo. Yaakov was terrified. When Yaakov met up with Esav, it says in the Pasuk, Vayir Yaakov Me'oid Vayetzer Lo. Right? What are you so afraid of? What are you afraid of? You have the brachas. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we have all the, what are you afraid of? Rashi says, Shema Yigroim Hachet. You could have all the brachas, the Klal Yisrael. If there's chet, there are no guarantees. It can come to an end. So I just presented to you a major contradiction. On one hand, quoted you the Megillah, Revach Vayatzo Yamul Lahidu Mimokoy Macher. I quote you this pasuk here, loyfully. So we just read this medrash, and this medrash says over here, Dor hoylech v'dor bo, malchus alechus, malchus bo, gzeru alechus, gzeru bo. But klal yishol le'oylam oymdim, v'loy nezavim, v'loy kalim. I mean, mamash goes on. Ani Hashem lo yishani
si. Another raya would be from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem shamati yistan kosom. If he wouldn't hear
the Nakosom,
he would have taken them out.
Right, and yet it says in the Megillah, Lahashra Laharagalabi. How do you reconcile this?
That's what Abraham was Bamoid Akira Shena. That's what somebody
Akeda. How do you reconcile this? Shema Yigamache. No, it's Akasha. Teku. It's Akasha. Don't play games. So all the there's a balance.
Judaism is a religion of questions.
Yes, that's the sixth parasha. We'll talk about that later. Absolutely, it is exactly.
But the Gemara Megillah says actually it was only superficial. It wasn't.
In hindsight.
They
in hindsight, but it wasn't so.
With him, upon him.
Yeah. Okay. That's all after the fact is over. You know, it's you should know that there are a lot of things that you know. This year actually came across a lot of very frightening things. No, talking about this idea, the Megillah, the Gemara says Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. Why don't we say Hallel today, 2021? Why don't you say Hallel on Purim? Tavshin Pei Aleph, Tavshin Pei Beis. Why don't you Purim? The Gemara says Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. What are you talking about? He's long dead. Persia is gone. There's no zech. They have here the book over here. They show you the ruins. They show you in Iran, Iraq. They show you where they show you in Iran with it.
They had to dig it out. They couldn't even find it.
Nothing. This is no zecher of his palace, of the whole Shushan Abir, garnished. They say they have, even Mordechai V.S., the Kavarim. Who even says it's the Kavarim? People that challenge. It's really the Kavarim. Nothing. There's nothing of nothing.
At that point in time,
So today it's also, we should say hello today. We should say hello today. Teretz is no. The person is gone, the nation, but the principle is still there. Okay, it just takes on a different name. America, European Union, communism, Russia, Australia, it's a police state. Akate, it just takes on different forms. Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. You know what that means? So I saw this year. I can't tell you the names of people who says. I had to get you out of the Sefer. And it's very frightening. The Megillah says, the Gzer was never bottle. Lahashmid, Laharuk, Ula Abedes, Kolayu, the Minarviad, Zokin Taf, Noshab Yomechad, was never, ever canceled.
That's right.
And it says in the Ferush in the Megillah, Achashverosh, I can't cancel it. It's impossible. Right. The only thing I can do is to issue another gezeirah. Then you can defend yourself. Kahana Chai.
That's actually a general principle.
Okay, you can defend yourself.
That's actually a general principle about.
It's not a joke. We live.
Not just in that instance.
This is a Haredi Vart. This is that we live. The goal is since the entire.
Chofetz Chaim said that at the time of the Holocaust, everyone should have taken a stick and the thing and fight.
Yeah, it's not, Menachem Zemel. This is the Gedol Yisrael. He fight. People came. What should we do? The last days in the Warsaw Ghetto. Should we go into his Boydidus and learn Musar? Or prepare to die, or should we fight? He says, fight. Go out there and fight and kill as many Germans as you can. Fight to the end. Don't go and say to Hillel, this is what you should do the last days. Yeah. This is a very... The kuf of the Bayis Sheni was a very, 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 very scary part, is that the Gezerah is still out there. The Gezerah of Lahashm al-Har Galavid is still out there. Jews are not liked in the world. They're not liked. No, they don't like us. And the only thing that we can do until Mashiach comes, until the Gezer is bottled, is to fight back. Is Nikalu Hayudim the Omoid al Nafsham. To bear arms, to fight back, and of course, Lech Kenois, that goes hand in hand, obviously, with Lech Kenois Kol Hayudim. This is a very powerful, you know.
Mary Connor said, every Jew at 22.
Every what?
Every Jew at 22.
What is
that? His slogan. Every Jew at 22. 22 is a gun. Caliber.
Oh, I don't know that. Okay. Okay. Obviously, this is something which has to be taken in balance. Most of us are not joining the army. We're not joining them.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have really, really art scroll, it's really shocking. The art scroll book, the Shragafayev Milovish. Okay, this is a very controversial book. They took upon themselves because he had a very controversial life. Rav Shragafayev Milovish, Zechat Sadik Levracha, who was the Menahel in Tar Vadas, and then Beis Medrash Elyon and Elada. The book has been very, very carefully sanitized. Not to get involved. I don't know how they even risk writing such a book, because there's so much, you're walking on eggshells to write such a book, to get involved in all the different issues. But it says it in the book, that he said to his Talmidim in Tar Vadas, the Tar Vadas guys, he said to them, I'm too old already. If I was your age, I would pick myself up, go to Eretz Yisrael, and pick up a gun and go fight. This is a Haredi Rosh Hashiva. The Haredi from the Haredi from the Haredim.
Rabbi Yisrael Zev Gusman did that.
Okay.
Yeah,
he was
right.
A partisan pilot.
Okay, he went and he said, I would pick myself up to Eretz during the Kippur War, the 60s, I don't know exactly which school. I would pick myself up and go to Eretz Yisrael and go fight.
Right.
He told the boys in Tar Vadas, go to Eretz Yisrael, go fight. That's what you should do now. Okay, today, obviously, life is very complicated. Let's not share on the draft, the gius. Okay, life is not so simple, but, it's the gzera is still, active, and the only thing that we have today is two things. Mordechai, we're living. That's the safe. That's the end of Kislev Kodesh, the story of the Megillah, and the message is Lech Kinoises Kol Ayudim, together with Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus. There is a very powerful. I know Rav Michal from all the people here. Rav Michal is the biggest Hishtadler. Rav Michal, he goes out there. I'm very proud. I don't have the guts to do what he does. I was walking with Erev Sukkis. It was Erev Sukkis. He was sitting with. I forgot her name, where I have a card.
Veronica.
He was sitting there with her, helping her. You know, for Klal Yisrael, you don't know how far it goes. They would have been a little more careful a couple of years ago who they put into office in some of these states, some of these judges, some of these Mishagoyim out there. We would be a lot better off today.
That's right.
And because people like Rav Michal going out and campaigning and helping and waking up people, we have a lot of tzaras today. The whole country is in great tzaras. Because a bunch of mishugoyim out there are running the country in every dimension. There is a principle of being a hishtadla, to be not like FJJ has abused and tortured the word than askan. The mamish, the FJJ, they've taken that. It's a very holy word, that word. They have taken that word and they have dragged it in the mud. Chaval. Chaval, it's not a joke. The word askan used to mean
They made it a joke.
Nobility. It used to mean real, you know, it's like a word, a holy word. You say it, you have to l'shem yichud before you say the word askan. Today the word askan is mamish klan. That's what the word askan means today in the 21st century. But it used to be a big thing. Before World War II, it was a big thing. Askanus. My great grandfather, Rav Sharaf, he was an askan. It was like a dream. Not a dream, I don't say a dream. It was a really big thing. Today, you see, today, to be an advocate, I don't know, something went wrong. Maybe it's because the whole society has gone down the drain. In general, the whole America has gone down, the whole world has gone down, so maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know, Chol will explain to us. But, you know, it's a big thing, what he does, Chol does, it's really the Megillah.
I just decided that this time around, despite my physical limitations, I had to do more than just write about something. I had to do something.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
What's the name again?
Nina Vernikov.
And when's the election? November 2.
Huh? Rabbi Chol goes to all these conventions. You go to APAC, right?
No, I hate APAC.
Yeah, you go to other conventions.
COA.
You go to all the good stuff. He's really a real shtadlan. A real hashtalon, and it's no klein zach, whatever Chol does.
In Rambam Masifta in Long Island, Zev Meir Friedman, the Rosh Shiva, he would take the class to every demonstration. He would cancel the yeshiva.
That's part of their curriculum.
He takes every demonstration, he takes the school. They cancel classes, and he takes them out there. They're on the news all the time.
They got that Nazi out of Queens. He demonstrated.
Yeah,
I mean, my father, he told me, I was before my time, my father was telling me about the Russian Jewry, about you know, the protest, about March in Washington. And my father was telling me about, like the Aguda was conflicted. The Aguda Yisrael then had a lot of clout. I don't want to say not today, but in those days, there was a certain chashivas and certain power. And modern Orthodox world, the OU, and there was a lack of daylight between them in dealing with Soviet Jewry in Askonis, in how far to go. And the Aguda sat, my father told me, I don't care, he said the Aguda, they sat on the sidelines. Yeah. My father said to me, at the end of the day, they were wrong. And they admitted they were wrong. The modern Orthodox, my father was from the Haredi world. And my father told me that at the end of the day, the modern Orthodox carried the day. In hindsight, it was clear as day that in every matzah, every tekufa, you can't generalize. Every situation is different. And they really achieved incredible results for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Russian Jewry. And a good as a show, I don't know, my father was telling me, there was something to be learned for more could have been done. Listen, you can't second guess and this and that. I'm not here. Who am I to go open up my mouth, my big mouth? But life is complicated. Yeah.
I just heard this week from Rabbi Rakevet. Breslov in the 50s and 60s couldn't get there. Very seldom. But there was a Ukrainian woman, non-Jewish, who watched the caver. She was a neighbor, she cleaned it, and she sent a telegram to Israel. The government is planning a housing project on top of the
caver. Wow.
They didn't know what to do, so they went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. They walked in, they told him, he says, go to Rabbi Teitz. He walked into Rabbi Teitz. Rabbi Teitz turned around, pulled out from his cabinet a letter. I forget the guy's name. Who was the counsel to Jimmy Carter, a Jewish fellow? Rosen? Jimmy Carter had a Jewish... No one, when Jimmy Carter was running for election, no one gave him the time of day. But Teitz decided, you know...
You never know.
So they don't burn your bridges. To address the whole town of Elizabeth. So when he got into elected, he wrote a letter to Rabbi Teitz saying, thank you for your whatever. The White House is always open. This was 2 weeks before Carter met Brezhnev for the first time.
Uh-huh.
At the meeting, the issue was brought up, and A month or two later, they got a letter, official letter from the Communist Party saying, don't worry about it.
So this is the whole Uman is because of Lubavitcher Rebbe?
No, because of Rabbi, because of the status of not making... Doing it quietly.
Oh, doing quietly, right. That's the thing. They had now with COVID, this whole thing last year. So I read they had a lot of writings. I spent a lot of time reading some of these things. And the Aguda, they said very powerfully, we're working on a lot of things, and we're telling you that doing it, we have a big team on this, what needs to be done for these yeshivas, working quietly will be, in this particular instance, will be much, much better than making a big lot of noise. In certain things, you make noise, there's a time to make noise, and there's a time to do it still a hate.
There's a famous story that Moshe Shera,
yeah,
and a group from the Aguda went to Henry Kissinger, who was the Secretary of State, whatever, at that time, and they said, we need your help to get the Iranian Jews out and, you know, to bring them to America. So Kissinger said, I'll do it on one condition, and the condition is that you, Moshe Shera, will be the campaign manager when I run, I don't know, I think for president or something like that.
So wow.
Moshe had to be Shira. If Pikuach Nefesh is going to be Doicha, Kiddush Hashem, because he was married to the Eisfeld. So he asked the same shayla to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov said, I'll think about it overnight. Someone was in Eretz Israel and said, I'm right next to one of the Doei Hadar. Should I ask him? He said, yeah, ask him. So that person on the spot said, there's no place in all of Shas that says that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha. The next morning, Rabbi Yaakov said exactly the same words. There's no place that Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Chilul Hashem. So he told them, no, I'm not going to be a campaign manager. But they got it somehow. They
whatever,
got
it. Yeah, listen, you can't do the world.
Okay. They were working quietly, whatever it is.
Okay, this Chazal is a powerful stuff. It's very good. This concludes this Chazal.
They could have given, you know, like a dollar a head and saved millions of people. And then they took, you know, perfidy. You know, book
Yeah. That's a very famous book. That's an explosive book. Explosive book.
They took him for a tour around the world.
Okay, everybody. Now, before we go on to the next posse, I want to tell you, I share with you another. We finished. Okay, wait. Did we do the Malbo? Did we do the Malbim?
I think not.
We didn't do the Malbim. So why did the Mamre Chazal first? I don't know. So let's do the Malbim. Getting all mixed up over here. Okay, but let's do the Malbim. And then I want to tell you a Vart. I want to tell you an idea which I find to be interesting, at least I find to be interesting about this whole topic that we're learning here. So let's first do the Malbim. We did over here two Psukim, Pasik. Vav and Pasik Zayin. Oh, we didn't even finish the Lukut Yishas. I'm all scatterbrained. Page 895. Let's just finish with Pasik Zayin. One more Pasik in the Memori Chazal. Pasik Zayin. Shuvi Lav Yashuv Aleichem. Rabbi Eliezer, Emer Im Yisrael Oysim Teshuva Nikol and Nigol. If the Jewish people would only to do Teshuva, we'll be redeemed. Shnemar. Shuvu Vonim Shoivavim. Erpa Mishuva Yisechem. Return, you wayward, your backsliding, you children who are backsliding. I will heal you from your backsliding, from the, that you're going backwards. See, the word teshuva goes two ways. When you say a person is returns, pasuk zayin in the Likutei Shas. Likutei Shas. I didn't finish Likutei Shas. I didn't forget the Malbim. So when you say teshuva, you say the correct way to say teshuva means to be choizer b'teshuva. We cut off the word choizer, because if you just say the word teshuva, you know what it really means? It means going off the derech.
Well,
when you say
Israel, they say
choizer b'shuva, choizer b'shuva. We say in America, person teshuva. The way teshuva is used in Chazal's terminology means to go off the derech. This pasuk, banim shoyvavim means they have
wayward.
So teshuva really means to go backwards, to go off the derech.
Where do you see those words?
Shuvu vonim shoivavim. Do teshuva. Hashem is telling you, reverse your waywardness. Reverse your backsliding.
They call, in Israel, there are these kids, like in Bnei Brak, these street kids that make trouble. And they're called Shababniks.
Shababniks?
Shababniks, like
Shavavim. Shavavim. So even the word teshuva, I don't remember, we once came across this. The word teshuva, even with the tough, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, sometimes means people who are going backwards. You're going backwards. It's all a matter. It's the theory of relativity.
And it's where you're starting.
It's where you're starting from.
That's
so
the expression halach v'shav.
Halach. So where are we starting from? So we in America, we say, oh, the default position is off the derech. So you say you're doing teshuva. Oh, you're becoming a tzaddik. Okay, that's a corrupt way of looking at it. If you, it's all a matter of where you're starting from.
Like
if you're starting a,
back and forth. What do you mean back and forth? It should be forth and back.
Where you're starting from. Where you're starting from. So when you say the word teshuva, technically it means the guy is a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. And one day he wakes up and he goes off to derech. He did teshuva. He has gone backwards from being a tzaddik. That's really what it means. Why? Because the amech kulam tzaddikim. Call Yisrael Yesh Lan Chelek Le'olam Haba. The deep.
You know, shuvu means to come back. Bonu shuvu, that's like a double.
Wayward. Okay, it's not exactly the same word. Right, it's not exactly, because this is not the word in the Gemara.
It's not.
There are other places. You're right. It's not. I'm not being precise. But I can just think from memory. But I recall somewhere that teshuva sometimes is used in reference to where the way it really is meant to be used. The default, the starting position for a Jew is the Ameich Kulam Tzadikim. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lan Chelek L'Olam Haba. So if a person, he goes back, he goes off the path, where is he going? He's going off the derech. He's being pulled away. How do we use it? We use the other way around. We unfortunately have a Christian approach to Rahmanul Islam, is that in the Christian theology, person comes into this world, there's only one place he's going. Straight to Gehenna. You come in this world as the antechamber to Gehenna. That's Christian theology.
Right.
Christian theology is you come into
original
this world,
sin.
You come to this world, this is just a big antechamber to Gehenna. This door A, B, C. What temperature would you like? A kola, like you know, like go to a mikvah. You have three in Eretz. One to one to a mikvah in Eretz Yisrael. You have three mikvahs. This is hot, hotter, and very hot. It's like Gehenna. So this is the way of the goyim. So in order to get out of their theologies, what do you got to do? You have to redemption. You have to redeem yourself. This is apikorsis. This is total apikorsis. This is. So unfortunately, this idea has crept into our minds, and we look at a person, their starting point is off the derech, and when they do teshuva, when they return, it means, oh, they're now going away from Gehenna, and they're becoming, this is like mamash apikorsis. That's why the more correct way is to say choizer bis shuva. In Eretz Yisrael, talk to an Israeli, and they tell a person that it's a BT, right, Baal teshuva. So what do they say? They say he was choizer b'shuva. They don't say he's a baal teshuva.
Right.
That's an American narisha thing to say. Oh, you're an American from Brooklyn. You have a Brooklyn accent. Brooklyn accent. I think I have the Spitz Brooklyn accent. People always tell that to me. You can tell I'm from Brooklyn. A million miles away. I opened up my mouth. Oh, this guy's from Brooklyn. I can't get that Brooklyn accent out of me.
It's beautiful. Why should you want to change?
Okay, it's fine. I'm not trying to change. But in Eretz Yisrael, choizer b'shuva. So here he writes. Here he says over here, shuva elav, yeshuva lechem. Return to me. Teshuva back. Rabbi Elazar ben Yishol, Yishol esim. Teshuva nigolim shenema. Shuvu vanim shoy vavim. Return, you wayward children. Erpa, I will heal you, Mishuvo Sechem. I'll help you out. From your waywardness. Omar Lord of Yeshuva Halekai Namers the Pasik Khinam Nim Kamtim Vulev Chesef Tigo Elu. Khinam Gumar makes a Joshua. Khinam Nim Kartim Bavadas Khavim. You have been sold for no reason. because of avodah zarah, you have committed done averus. Here's the next v'loy v'chesef tigo elu loy gesundheit loy b'shuva umasim tovim. You will be redeemed. When it says kesef, you don't have to do nothing. Hashem will redeem you even if you do.
Nimkarta means
exile.
No, it means you have no value at all. They'll try to sell you as an evidence.
I think what it means is you're getting
here. There are no takers.
Nimkartem, no, but I think Chinam means because you have engaged in Chinam, in nonsense.
Well, that's the Tokhlo.
Yeah, they've interpreted it. I think over here, what it means is Chinam.
This is Parakalit, right? So.
I think what it means over here is Chinam, because you have engaged in Chinam. Chinam is a code word for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is nonsense. Because you have engaged in Chinam, therefore Nimkartem, you have been exiled.
That may be an explanation, but I think the other.
Okay, there are many interpretations. And then the pasuk goes further and says, but don't worry, Hashem says, I will still redeem you. And you know what?
Right.
I will redeem you for free. I'm not going to demand from you, this is a homiletic interpretation, I'm not going to demand from you to pay. Kesef means pay. You want a redemption, so pay. How are you going to pay? Pay me with mice and toivim, with tzedakah. No, v'loy v'chesef tigo'elu. You don't have to do anything. I will redeem you for free. That's a stira. Here it says in the pasuk that we have to do teshuva in order to be redeemed. We have to do teshuva.
I think this is the tail end of a huge machlokes.
Yes. Who does first? Who takes the first step? Does Hashem take the first step, or do we take the first step? So we have a stira. So the Gemara just goes back and forth, and obviously the truth is elu ve'elu divrilkim chayim. There, and this is the spugging you're saying. There's a part of a big machloikis exactly who has to take the first step. Who has to take the first step in order to come back? Do we have to take the first step, or does Hashem take the first step? Many commentators tell us that is the difference between Purim and Chanukah. On Purim, we took the first step. Leich kenois es kol ha-Yehudim. Chanukah, we did nothing. Chanukah was a gift. Hashem went and did miracles for us. Everyone knows the difference in the grager and the dreidel. The whole is moving his hands. I saw that's what you're referring to. The grager and the dreidel. The grager you hold from below. The dreidel you hold from above. What's the color? Because the grager, we did everything. Leich, the tachtoinim. We did everything. We put everything into motion to bring about our salvation. Chanukah, we did nothing. We sat home, twiddled our thumbs. Hashem, from Shemayim, from above, He spawned the world. He brought about the miracle. It was a gift. So what is it? Elu vo'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Here it says, you take the first step. Shuvo Elai. That's Purim. The other hand, the pasuk says, it says chinam nimkart v'loy v'chesef tigo elu. You don't have to do anything. You don't do anything. I'll take care of you. I'll redeem you. You just sit back and do nothing. Others want to say that the difference between these two psukim is be'ita achishena. If you want to hasten the geula, you take the first step. If you don't want to hasten the geula, you want to wait until it comes be'ita in its set time, the end of days. Nope. Hashem already promised Zuchosava, Yisuchulu Vuchulu, so it will come even if you do nothing. You sit back and do nothing, ultimately the Gula will come. And obviously it's not going to be very pleasant if it comes in that way, but at least it will come. Alright, it's very late, we have to stop here. Mir Hashem, on Monday we'll do the Malbum, and I want to tell you a vart about this whole idea, and we'll take a very short break, and then we're going to learn Chumash, new Chumash.
Yep.
Chumash Berei, we're up to the sixth Chumash. We finished Devarim. And now we go to Bereishis.
Today is the yahrzeit of Lady Yitzchak in Baditcha.
Oh,
and it's also
okay.
The Chassam Sefer.
They bought the same yahrzeit.
Yeah.
Today is the Chassam Sefer's yahrzeit. Mi Moishev Yad Moishev Lekom Ki Moishev.
So today there's a levaya for Rabbi David Aliyah.
Yes.
Oh, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baruch died Emes. He was Nifta, wow. How sad. Wow.
Who was Nifta?
Re Eliach from Yeshiva Flapush. Was he the founder of Monsieur Flapp? He was a principal there for how many years? For 100 years, all right? Forever.
I don't know. Somebody posted it quite a long time.
So where's the Levi? Yeshiva Flatbush?
Yeah.
Where? Which building? The elementary school or the high school?
No. Wasn't he the principal of the high school?
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Is it big enough there to have Levi there?
They have a new building there.
Oh, yeah, they already have a new building there, right? They have a new eye. That's right. They have a new building there. Wow.
Did you go to the Levi of Rabbi Tendler?
I did not go.
It was in Muncie. They buried him in Muncie.
They buried him in Muncie?
I sent you
I couldn't even find the link. I couldn't even find the live stream.
I sent you something.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get to what you sent me.
Yeah, I sent you
a lot of things. I saw you sent me. I was preoccupied last night. Did you come? Did you come to the thing? Did you take for a second?
Huh?
To that event yesterday? Did you log in for
no,
a second? It was busy the whole night with it.
Okay, the only two left from that family are the daughters-in-law.
What?
David's wife.
Rabbi Tendler.
Well, he's gone and his wife is gone, so.
The last time I saw him was on Zoom. He was the first one to be maspid of David Feinstein.
Right.
He was very schwach. He sounded very schwach.
He looked very schwach. But he was still good. He still he still spoke. You know, he was clear. His mind was clear. Baruch Hashem. You know.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a year ago. That was about less than a year ago, right?
Hello.
Yeah. Well, will be a year.
It was a year ago. No. That. It was a Sunday, right? It was a Sunday. I remember in Chaim Berlin, I was there for Shachris. In Chaim Berlin, they put up in the dining room a big screen. The laptop and the entire yeshiva was in the dining room of Rav David Feinstein watching the Levaya. And I was there when Rav Tendler, yeah, on the screen, Rav Tendler, there must have been 400 people in the dining room. There wasn't one person in the Beis Medrash. The whole yeshiva, 400 boys were in the dining room watching the big screen. The big screen, and Rav Tendler was speaking. It was a Sunday morning, I remember that. Then I came here. I ran here, and I watched the whole Levaya sitting in this seat on my smartphone.
He was also Master Ramesh, I remember.
Of course, I remember what he said.
Yeah, he said about this pacemaker. He didn't want a pacemaker.
He said also about my father. I remember my father always said what he said. My father didn't like what he said. He spoke about. No, he said it was very nice. Just some question of saying things.